Psalm 1. This is the reading of God's Word. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for this wonderful time of hearing of your word. Be with your people who are hearing your word. They may understand and believe and desire to obey. Be with the person who is preaching your word. Let him preach your word correctly according to your will. O Father, as we hear your word, let our faith grow. And with that growing faith, let us witness Jesus Christ and his kingdom, our home, that he has already accomplished for us. Oh Father, we pray that you will receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So every Sunday, when Lord's Day, when we have the Lord's Supper, we're going to go through the Psalms, and we'll begin with Psalm 1 today. We see from Genesis 3, after sin came into this world, God dividing the whole human race into two kinds of people. The seed of woman and the seed of Satan. The children of God and the children of Satan. The children of light and the children of darkness. And when we read Psalm 1, we see that that plan of God is continually being carried out, even long after Genesis 3. We meet again in our psalm two kinds of people. First, the blessed man, or according to verses 5 and 6, the righteous man. And the second, the wicked man, or the sinner. And there is the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked. There are the life of the righteous people and the life that is of the wicked. The life of the righteous, according to verse 2, his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the word of God. And in his, God's law, he meditates day and night. And brothers and sisters, here notice how the righteous and the wicked are decided, how they are determined. They are determined by their responses to the covenant of God. The question is, who decides what is right and what is wrong? The answer, of course, is God, but the world does not care about what God says. The world decides what is right and what is wrong. they, these people who belong to the world, they are God to themselves. And that is what sin is all about from the very beginning. We see this, Adam and Eve eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They themselves wanted to decide what is good and what is evil because the good and evil that God has decided, that is not what they want. And you see that in the world today. It really doesn't matter whether God said certain things are evil. No. They don't care. Our psalm is clear. Whether you are righteous or wicked depends on your response to the covenant of God. They are not determined by the standard of this world. Just because one lives a good life according to this world, that does not mean that the Bible recognizes that person as righteous. All non-believers are wicked according to the Bible, whether they accept that or not. The righteous delights in the law of the Lord. The righteous meditates it day and night. He keeps the law of the Lord in his heart always. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord with your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down and when you rise up, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as a frontal on your forehead. You shall write them on your doorpost of your house and on your gates. He delights in the word of God, and he delights to obey. See, this is a picture of a righteous person according to the Bible. He loves God and he delights in the will of God, the law of God. He is the blessed man. The blessed man, according to verse 1, he does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Not walking in the counsel of the wicked. Not following the counsel of the wicked. Not listening to the counsel of the wicked. Not standing in the path of sinners. Not participating in the life of sinners. Not doing what the sinners do. Not sitting in the seat of scoffers. Not uniting with the sinners who reject God. The words walk, stand, and sit show a progress. Progression. A deeper participation of the life of the wicked, the sinners, and the scoffers. Contrast to this, the blessed man delights in the word of God and he keeps them on his heart always and obeys them always. Delighting in the law of God. Well, let us not think this lightly. Because Romans chapter 3 verse 20b says, "For through the law comes the knowledge of sin." And as a sinner who is confronting the law of God, the law of God itself will remind him how sinful he is and how he deserves the judgment of God. So what does this mean? That how can a sinner like you and me delight in the love of God? So when you read this psalm, oh, righteous man delights in the law of God. Oh, maybe I should do that. Do not think it lightly here. Unless you understand the gospel, you cannot delight in the law of God. Because that law will kill you eternally. Even Apostle Paul in Romans 7 verse 24 said, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? And you know the answer. Jesus Christ. And we saw in the book of Exodus, when the Israelites received the law of God at the Mount Sinai, they were terrified. You don't see these people who are receiving God's law delighted. No, they were terrified. And after that event, there was not even a hint of Israelites delighting in the law of God and meditating on it day and night. Except very few people. Day and night, what does that mean? Always. Meditate. Well, you read and you think and you reflect. See, sinners like you and me, when we stand before the law of God, we have to say, I'm dead. Because I'm a breaker of that law. And the wage of sin is death. Eternal death. The Pharisees did not see the law of God properly. Instead of recognizing that they are sinners who deserve to be condemned by God, they used the law of God to boast. They used the law of God in boasting in themselves. Unless you are righteous, the law of God is a terrifying thing which will condemn you. The blessed man, the righteous man in our psalm, delights in the law of God and meditates in it day and night. This man, according to verse 3, he will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. But the wicked are not so. Verse 4, they are like chaff which the wind drives away. They are useless, weightless, and rootless. These people will be judged by God, and they will not stand in the judgment. These sinners will not stand in the assembly of the righteous. Revelation chapter 22, verse 14 and 15, blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gate into the city. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the immoral persons and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices lying. They will not be able to stand in the assembly of the righteous. They will be outside. They will be outside of heaven. And in the last verse, God says, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Every time we have the Lord's Supper, we're going to go through each psalm. But obviously, we don't have enough time to look at every single thing in the psalm. So I want you to be mindful of that as we do this. But here, I have a question for you. According to this psalm, as you read it, are you a righteous person or a wicked person according to this psalm? The righteous person in the Psalms is according to Psalm 106 verse 3, how blessed are those who keep justice, who practice righteousness at all times. Psalm 119 verse 1, how blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Are you like that? Are you a righteous person? If all of us are honest about this, then we must confess that we are the wicked person in the psalm. You and I, we are the one who deserve to be perished forever. We cannot stand in the assembly of the righteous. Because the blessed man in this psalm is so different from us. Well, now, since you are not like the blessed man in the psalm, then what? And if I tell you to repent and do your best to be like this blessed man, then what are you going to do? You're going to go out and try your best to be like this man? Are you able to do that? Are you able? The only problem you have is that you didn't put enough effort to it. But as soon as you do that, you're going to be like this righteous person. No. Well, then we are like this wicked person in the psalm. And we're going to be perished. Did God write this psalm to depress us? No. Let us go to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24, verse 44. These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me, Jesus says, all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. And we are reading the Psalms. Must be fulfilled. So, all things which are written about me in the Psalms must be fulfilled. According to that verse, then, Psalm 1 is not about you, it's not about anybody, it's about Jesus Christ. Well, he says so. And we're not going to argue with our Lord. Everything, all things which are written about me in the Psalms must be fulfilled. John chapter 5 verse 39, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these scriptures that testifies about me. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7, then I said, behold, I have come in the scroll of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. Jesus Christ is the blessed man in Psalm 1. The blessed man in Psalm 1 is Jesus Christ. Because he is the only one who never walked in the counsel of the wicked. He is the only one who never stood in the path of the sinners. He is the only one who never sat in the seat of scoffers. He is the only one who delighted in the law of God and meditated on it day and night, always. He is the only one who delighted in the will of God and the only one who completely and perfectly fulfilled the will of God. He is the blessed man of Psalm 1. Well, okay. I hope every one of us understand that. But if he is the blessed man, something is not right. Because what do we see when we look at the life of Jesus Christ? He suffers and he dies on the cross. He receives the judgment of God that the wicked person deserves. If he is the blessed man, then what is going on? He is abandoned by God, his Father, and he perishes. He dies on that cross. But he is the blessed man. Well, you know why. It is because of our sins. He who alone deserves the blessing of man receives the hellish judgment of God because of our sins. Because of yours and my sins. But thanks to be God that is not the end of the story. Jesus Christ our Lord, who died for us on that cross, he has been resurrected from the dead, and he ascended into heaven, and he now sits at the right hand of God. And in heaven, he is forever like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither forever and ever. And in all the things that he does, he prospers. Now in Jesus Christ, you and I are the blessed man of this psalm also. Go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. Yes, the righteousness that we have is the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, we have already looked at this. We are the blessed ones who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and now in Christ, we are completely satisfied. Our hunger and our thirst is no more, because we have the perfect righteousness of God. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. Same thing, right? But here the blessed man is what? Is who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. Blessed man, then, is man who trusts in Jesus Christ and whose trust is Jesus Christ. Not the counsel of the wicked, but Jesus is our wisdom. Not the path of sinners, but Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. Not the seat of scoffers, but we sit at the right hand of God in heavenly places with Jesus Christ our Lord. Revelation 3:21, he who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne, and through the faith that he has given to you, you are the one who overcome. Oh yes, in Jesus Christ, you are the blessed man. Yes, you and I, we delight in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we seek Jesus Christ day and night. And because of our union with him, we are a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and our leaves does not wither. John chapter 15 verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. Yes, we do bear much fruit in Jesus Christ for the glory of God. Now we live the very life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Life of our Lord is the pattern for our life. Suffering in this world and the glory of the other world. So Paul says in Romans 7:18, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. That glory has already been revealed to you through his word, through the faith that he has given to you. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the blessed people of God, you are invited to his table as the blessed man. As you come to his table, see how blessed you are. Come to your God. It is the way to your God, not the way of the wicked that will perish, but way to your God. The way to join the righteous in Jesus Christ. The way to stand in the assembly of the righteous. The way to stand with your Lord Jesus Christ. You are standing in the assembly of righteous. You are standing right next to your Lord Jesus Christ. And we together praise our God. Do you see yourself in this song? Yes, the wicked man is also you, but that is apart from Christ. But yes, the blessed man is also you in Christ. Yes, Jesus is the blessed man. But because of our sins, Jesus received all that judgment as if he was the wicked man. Oh, brothers and sisters, I hope, I pray, you will see what is true of you because of Christ. The way that you are walking on is a way to God, to stand in the assembly of the righteous. Look at your heavenly reality as you come to his table. Look how blessed you are. And look how blessed your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ are. Come as a blessed man. Come as happy man. Indeed, you and I are blessed. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you. Even though we are wicked men, now we are blessed men in Jesus Christ. For the true blessed man, Jesus Christ, because of our sins, was treated as a wicked man. So that wicked man, we will never be perished. But in Christ, be the righteous man of God. Righteous men who are united to true righteous man, Jesus Christ our Lord. To stand in the assembly of righteous forever and ever. To stand next to our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the true blessed man. To worship, to praise our God forever and ever. To worship Jesus Christ our Lord forever and ever. O Father, we are indeed blessed. Blessed indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.